A lot of things are happening around the world right now, and there are some really tough stories. But there are also stories out of Yemen, Egypt, and Nepal that shine hope brightly against a dark backdrop. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm inviting you to walk with me through the next few minutes. UNICEF says the Yemen conflict is taking its toll on kids. In the last 4 months, there have been 1,000 victims. And whose fault is it? Well, both the pro- and the anti-government sides are responsible. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
Children, sadly, are lumped in with the civilians. There's been countless children killed by these attacks from both sides, and it's increasing to being half of the civilian deaths. And so kids are being greatly affected, and it's just getting worse as the warfare carries on.
She points out that because Muslim extremists are linked with the anti-government fighters, Christians often have a target on their back.
If you're Christian, those who are Muslim extremists are going to seek after you and have you be a byproduct, essentially, of the warfare.
Open Doors is sharing the love and encouragement of Christ in several Middle Eastern countries affected by war or terrorism. They're giving food, shelter, trauma counseling, and Bibles. If you want to get involved with refugee care, look for the highlighted links in the article at missionnews.org. When's the last time you headed out and actually wondered if it was safe to do so? In Egypt, just getting around is becoming an issue. There have been 3 terror bombings this month, including one on Monday. But believe it or not, instead of staying home, church leaders say they're seeing a lot of new faces in the pews. According to the Facebook prayer ministry 838, churches are packed out with people who are desperate for answers. This is Mission Network News. So it's been 18 weeks since Nepal's quake destroyed people's idea of safety at home. And sadly, it looks like just because 8 out of 75 districts were hit hard, the government's not really feeling the urgency to help the thousands who are still in temporary shelters. Far Corners Missions hasn't forgotten those survivors, though. Their team just wrapped up an emergency supply run and is planning the next one. They're actually hoping to eventually plant a church in some of the areas they're reaching. And this story, in their own words, is at missionnews.org. Disaster relief in Nepal isn't the only way you can make a difference. Something as simple as a backpack can change lives. Just ask Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach.
That backpack has enabled those children to attend a school, get an education, and they have also been sharing the scriptures with their families back at home. We have seen families' lives change through the children carrying their Bible back and forth and sharing the gospel at home and what they're learning in their Christian school.
Through Mission Backpack, Orphan Outreach gives vulnerable kids the keys to success, both for now and for eternity.
We're just so blessed to provide them with backpacks and school supplies and Bibles, and we're collecting those right now. So there is a sense of urgency for people who would like to get involved with us.
You can connect with Orphan Outreach at missionnews.org. And while you're there, could you get a friend involved too? So you don't actually need a school building to receive an education. SOAR International recently helped a church in Moscow hold a Christian English camp, where about 40 kids learned a new language and heard the gospel. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
One of the reasons they asked us to come was because they wanted native English speakers. And so they wanted to put on a first-class camp to teach English, but also fully fulfill the goal of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mangione was unsure if anyone came to Christ, but he did say there was an obvious spiritual impact.
One of the students had been going to church and had been trying to espouse the belief of creation, but she was having a real hard time dealing with that at school, being ridiculed and not really knowing how to answer in many cases. And one of the team members was able to sit down and talk to her about ways that she can defend her belief.
It takes everybody doing their part to help SOAR continue impacting lives in Russia. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. The emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.